Distributions to shareholders are normally taxed as income under CTA 2010, Section 1000.
This is unless a formal winding up has commenced or an informal winding up has been agreed via the extra statutory concession C16. In both of these cases, the distribution is treated as capital. Consequently, any sums received by the shareholders in respect of their shares in a formal winding up or under the concession C16 are treated as sale proceeds in respect of their shareholding. This should enable the shareholder to claim capital reliefs, such as entrepreneur's relief. This is preferable to receiving an income distribution for which there will be no capital reliefs. This is best shown by way of an illustration. Here we have Mr. and Mrs. Blue, who have equal shareholdings in Blue Limited. The company has been successfully trading for many years, but Mr. and Mrs. Blue now decide it is time to retire from the business. Blue Limited will therefore cease trading. Let us assume that cash reserves after tax are £900,000. This may have been built up over a period of time, or alternatively, the company may have sold its trading assets, in which case there will be significant cash reserves within the company. After providing for the final corporation tax liability, the funds available for distribution amount to £900,000. If Mr. and Mrs. Blue simply took the £900,000 out of the business, this should be treated as an income distribution, i.e., a normal dividend. This does not represent the most tax-efficient manner of getting the £900,000 out of the business, and consequently, Mr. and Mrs. Blue should consider applying for extra statutory concession C16. If the concession were applied in this particular instance, the £450,000 received by each shareholder would be treated as the sale of their shareholding, and consequently, capital reliefs would then be available. Let's consider the numbers in respect to this illustration. Assuming the income distribution is applicable, we would have a gross dividend of £500,000. That is a net dividend of £450,000 times 100 over 90. That is the normal way of grossing up dividends.
Let us assume the individuals are additional rate taxpayers. So 42.5% of £500,000 gives £212,500. Dividends have a 10% tax credit, so 10% of £500,000 gives you a £50,000 tax credit, which leaves tax due of £162,500.
Alternatively, the money could have been treated as capital had the directors applied extra statutory concession C16. The £450,000 would have been treated as sale proceeds. Let us assume we have no base cost and the shares were not owned at March 1982. Consequently, the individuals each have a capital gain of £450,000.
Assuming the individuals can claim entrepreneur's relief, we have capital gains of £450,000, which are taxed at 10%, which gives £45,000. The difference in treatment is £117,500 worth of tax. So if the individuals apply the capital treatment under extra statutory concession C16, they save themselves in tax around 26% of the distribution. The concession can therefore be seen to be very advantageous for taxpayers looking to retire from the business.
In order to get the capital treatment, the company should apply to the local tax office for application of extra statutory concession C16. In doing so, they must confirm that certain conditions are satisfied.
The first one is that transactions in securities legislation does not apply. This condition deters taxpayers from pursuing concession C16 every 2 years. For example, they would trade for 2 years, draw out very little funds for 2 years by way of salary or dividends, and at the end of 2 years, they would simply wind the company up under concession C16 and expect to pay 10% tax on the funds. They then set up another company doing exactly the same thing. 2 years later, wind it up, 10% tax. The so-called Phoenix companies. For the normal family business where the shareholders are looking to retire completely, transactions in securities legislation should not be an issue.
Secondly, the company is not party to an inquiry. Thirdly, the company does not intend to trade or carry on a business in the future. Fourthly, the company intends to collect all debts, pay off its creditors in full, and distribute the balance of funds to its shareholders. It is interesting to note that the concession actually says that funds may have already been distributed. So concession C-16 may be applied to distributions that have previously been made.
The company intends to be struck off under Section 1003 of the Companies Act 2006. This is simply sending a form to Companies House with the appropriate fee.
The company and shareholders will provide the necessary information and settle outstanding corporation tax. The shareholders will pay any capital gains tax on the capital distributions. So, when applying for application of concession C-16, the company and shareholders will have to confirm all the above conditions. Once the revenue are satisfied that the conditions have been met, they will grant the application of concession C-16. Funds may then be paid to the individuals with the capital treatment secured. One point to note is that since a company is not in a formal liquidation, it is technically unlawful to distribute anything in excess of distributable reserves. On the face of it, this would make concession C-16 a non-starter for companies who had significant share capital or share premium reserves. Arguably, share capital and the share premium should be left in the company to pass to the Crown as bona vacantia when the company is struck off. The revenue have, however, confirmed that they do not see this as an issue. Consequently, the clearance letter to the revenue should specifically state that the company intends to distribute all sums in the company. Loans to participators are also very common in a family-owned business, and these must be addressed when considering extra statutory concession C-16.
If a company is dissolved under Section 1003 of the Companies Act 2006, any assets belonging to the company immediately before the dissolution belong to the Crown.
Any outstanding loans to participators are technically assets. Therefore, do they pass to the Crown? Will the participators have to repay their loan to the Crown? If the loans to participators are called in to allow the company's assets to be distributed before dissolution, there should be no difficulty.
Alternatively, the loan amount may be treated as part payment of the amount due to the shareholders in question. In either case, for CTA 2010 Section 455 purposes, the loan is treated as being repaid. Section 455 tax would then be repaid to the company on the normal 9-month, 1-day rule from the end of the accounting period of repayment. This may well delay the company's application to be struck off under Section 1003.
Following the House of Lords decision in the Wilkinson case, some extra statutory concessions are to be put into legislation. ESC C-16 was listed in the November 2008 consultation as a concession requiring clarification before the legislation is drafted. At the time of production, no further progress has been made towards giving it statutory effect. That concludes the lecture on informal windings up and extra statutory concession C-16.